Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you listen to us later in the day, you know, you listen to the station, you get a chance to hear one of my favorite people in the world, and that is EJ. I absolutely love him. Like, he's like a son. This guy is like the greatest in the world. I say son because I think he gets a little jealous that that Joe's my son. So I told him, I said, you know what? I've always wanted to have a black son. So here we go, EJ. It's good to have you on the
Hi,
show.
Hi, EJ.
EJ, are you there?
Good morning, guys.
EJ, I wake you up early, and I know you don't have to be at work here for some time, but I wake you up early because our boss was on the phone with you yesterday, Tony Trovato, and he said that while he was talking to you on the phone, that you were stalling for a little bit and you were sitting in your car. And can you tell everybody the reason why?
So I was sitting in my car because there was my upstairs neighbor and his kid getting out of their car. So I was stalling because I didn't want to get out and talk to them and ride the elevator upstairs with them.
Wow. So you want to avoid your neighbors at all costs. You will just sit and wait until you can't see them.
And also I hate the small talk. Like, it's like a little piece of me dies whenever I have to have small talk with someone.
EJ, you and Megan are the same person.
I was going to say, EJ, this is why I love you.
But it's interesting you both chose careers that rely on small talk. You have to fill dead air on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's called anxiety.
That, and also I'm literally sitting in a room talking to myself, talking at 15 seconds at a time. So, you know what I mean?
You don't have to look at the people that you're talking to?
At all.
But here's the thing. I think it's more than just Megan and EJ, because I actually will find myself from time to time getting home, and I don't live in an apartment, but I live in a house that has a garage, and I will quickly pull into my garage and shut it as fast as I possibly can so that I don't have to have a conversation with my neighbor. And are we just unneighborly people, or do other people do this where they just don't want to talk to their neighbor? And what other strange things do you do to try to not have a conversation with your neighbor?
I feel like the weird one who just talked to his neighbor for 45 minutes yesterday about snowshoeing.
They're going to be hiding from you. That's You're never going to see that neighbor again.
Right. I loved it. I'm like, oh.
I don't have this with my neighbors, but I have this at one particular restaurant that I go to from time to time. There is a person who works there who is so flipping annoying and will sit down with us every single time we are there, for almost the entire time we are. So if I go in and I see that this person is working, I walk right back out. I really do. I walk right back out.
So I was on the phone with Tony, and we were talking about like self-checkout, and I was like, I refuse to use self-checkout, number one, because I don't work there. And number two, I don't know what I'm doing. And then he's like, you know, you can have somebody come over and help you. And I was like, and have small talk? No. No. Get me out of here.
I've never seen anyone have such an adverse reaction to actually interacting with other humans, especially now that we've all been starving for interaction.
Well, you know, I've been living my best life in the house, not talking to anybody. So I'm cool. I'm good with it.
That is, by the way, hysterically funny that that here is a guy who, honestly, if you get to know EJ and start talking to him, he's one of the kindest people in the world. He's got a great personality. You'd love to talk to him. The only problem is he won't talk to you.
Now I know, too. We go back and forth on DMs all the time, and I'll continue the conversation, and it'll just stop. And I'm like, oh, all right, I guess we're done talking about him. Now I know why. And I know why we never talk on the phone. Now I know why.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to like that message after a couple of messages and keep it moving.
Hey, tomorrow is a very special day. I would like to let everybody know this. EJ's birthday is tomorrow,
oh,
guys.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Where's Justin Bieber?
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you.
Look, celebrity Justin
happy
Bieber.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
Justin
birthday.
Puberty?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. A
couple texters here saying, I've lived in my house for 5 years and I've never met my neighbors. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
How long have you been in your apartment, EJ?
3 years. And you know what's funny? This is the sole reason why I want a house, so I don't have to talk to anybody in my apartment building.
That's amazing, because then you're the guy on the news they all talk about and say, he seemed like such a nice guy. We never expected. He kept to himself. He was very quiet.
That's so funny, but so true. Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday, EJ? You doing anything fun?
No, I'm just going to chill, hang out, not do anything, keep it low key this year.
Do you want to do a group FaceTime birthday party? Get a bunch of us together and we'll group FaceTime you.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll make sure to have on clothes though.
Yeah, that's the other thing too with EJ. Sometimes I'll FaceTime EJ and he'll bump me and then he'll call me right back and I'm like, what's going on? And I find out he's just hanging all Winnie the Pooh, you know, or not, you know, he's got like a shirt on with his dong hanging out or something. I don't know. Do you sit on your couch? Honestly, EJ, you don't sit on your couch naked, do you?
And my butt crack.
I. You know what's funny? I do. And if I am working from home, I am definitely Winnie the Pooh in it.
I don't understand people that sit naked on their couch where you have your guests, because it's kind of weird to me that you're putting your
butt crack.
But you just said it. Where I have guests, we don't anticipate guests. Yeah.
That's true.
What's happening, Tracy? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to EJ.
Hey, EJ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I have a great neighbor.
Wow, that was the most small talk EJ has done in 3 years.
So I have a great neighbor story. So we had some neighbors. They no longer live next to us. They're visually impaired. And we really didn't even know each other much. And on a Sunday night, I get a call from them, and I just ignored it. I'm a nurse, and I'm always getting asked for medical, you know, information. I'm like, I just don't want to do this. They were persistent. They have kids, so I answered that guilt answer. Mm-hmm. She proceeded to share with me how their girl went back to Arizona, and I'm thinking, okay, your girl went back to Arizona. What does this have to do with anything? Long story short, they were asking if I was interested in being a third for their sexual.
Wow!
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
So from then on out, we live in a community that has a community pool. I would go outside. They'd come out. And remind you, they're blind. So I would just, like, tiptoe away so they didn't hear me. You know, they couldn't see me. So I'm like, okay, I've got to be really quiet so they can't hear me. It was just the most awkward thing. And, of course, friends and we had great conversations about this. But, you know, down to the point,
I get why you don't want to have that small talk conversation. But you would have never had that conversation had you never had the conversation to begin with. And there's no way I don't at least want to have that conversation.
Did you bring
So talk about awkward.
That's funny.
From then on, avoid the neighbors. I was thankful at that point they were blind.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate it. EJ, yeah, we'll talk to you later, buddy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Listen to EJ later today. We'll talk to you, buddy. See you, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Call us. 844-MOJO-LOVE.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.